recognize Torah Shevalpeh. They don't recognize the oral law. Karaites were founded as a community as early as the 8th century. 8th century, and they go back to the Gaonic period, and they continue to thrive from then. There are Karaites alive and well today in various parts of the world. In Israel, there's a major Karaite community, in Holon and elsewhere in Israel. And here, of course, they're dying out, but there are still major Karaite communities in Troki. The main one is really in Troki, which is just outside of Vilna, and we will visit the Karaite, at least we'll pass the shul, if we'll see the Karaite houses. There is even a Karaite museum. If we're fortunate and it'll allow us in, we'll go in. If not, at least we'll see it from the outside. This is the Karaite Knesset. They meet on Shabbos. They have services every Shabbos.
What's the symbol on the top?
That's a good question.
What's the symbol on the top?
You can get yourself a Karaite Siddur. It comes in 4 volumes. It was published here in Vilna. And it's mostly based on Tehillim, as you might imagine. Since this is a biblical sect, essentially, so they most of their prayers are from Tehillim, and they also have their own Paitanim, a Piyutim. One of the great issues in halacha throughout all the centuries was the status of Karaite. Karaites are Jews. No Orthodox Jew by halacha is allowed to marry a Karaite Jew. We don't marry them, but they are Jews, and there are all sorts of halachos that apply to them in terms, precisely because they are Jews. But we don't marry them today. There were periods in Jewish history in time of the Rishonim when we did marry Karaites, but we don't marry them today.
There's no mugging David, you know? It's interesting.
Which two gentlemen? She's the way to ask questions.
Hello?
The Vilia is right here on the side of us. The river that separates the inner city of Vilna from the outer city. A little down further to the right is a green bridge known as the Grüne Brücke. And that's all Jewish funerals started in the old ghetto. We're going to walk through the ghetto on Shabbos, right near our hotel. The hotel is in the old ghetto. And they would walk from wherever the person died, from that person's house, man, woman, whoever it was, child, go over the Green Bridge, over the Neris River, over the Vilia, come here to this cemetery. And this cemetery extended over all this land here, where there's now a sports stadium, the major sports stadium of Vilna. See the lights. This is not only a sports center, it's also for major events. It's in the kind of Madison Square Garden of America, you know, rock concerts and so on. And there are other kinds of businesses, swimming there, swimming pools, other kinds of entertainment in the area. All this is the cemetery. In all likelihood, many bodies are still interred here, deep below in the earth. But the stones are all gone. It was all plowed over. All that was done was a memorial was put here, and I'm going to read to you what it says here, if I get a good angle. Zum Andenk von alten Schnippischocker Beisäulem. This is in memory of the old Schnippischocker Beisäulem. The real name of the cemetery in Jewish documents is Piramon. That's actually the name of the place. This is a mountain. We're standing on a mountain, a high place called Piramon. The 1487, the first graves were dug here in 1487. Vernichtet durch die Sowjeten, destroyed by the Soviets in 1950. Then on both sides, either in Hebrew or
It's probably more important than
them. You want lime or the monument?
Both. Whatever you get, it's fine.
Valentin Potocki, to remind you again, was the son of Raf Potocki. Those of you who were on the first trip, this year or last year, we'll know that we went to Landshut. And we went to Landshut, as we walked outside the shul, we passed the palace, remember? Alexei Potocki was born and raised in Landshut. Then he went to study at the University of Paris. He was sent by his father to study at the University of Paris. At the University of Paris, he met a man named Zaremba, who himself came